Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Will Scharf walks us through the legal implications regarding Donald Trump, the collusion against him via the White House counsel's office and Biden interfering in the 2024 election. Then we get to Josh McCoon, who runs the Georgia GOP. He's doing a great job. And we talk about that. Then we have a big announcement at the end of the episode. So make sure you listen for a very important announcement from Turning Point Action, tpaction.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. So check it out right now, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. An obsession of this program is the timeline in the lawfare. I cannot emphasize enough. Keep the big thing, the big thing, the main thing, the main thing. If they are able to convict Donald Trump, put him on house arrest, they can interfere with the 2024 election in a way that will make the mail-in ballot COVID Twitter stuff of 2020 look like child's play. It is mission critical that we get as close to a traditional election in 2024 as possible. I don't know if that's possible. You have to keep the main thing the main thing. Stay focused. Somebody who's doing a great job of that is Will Scharf. He is on Trump's legal team. He was there yesterday with President Donald Trump. He's been doing an excellent job, and there is so much to cover with Will. He's also running for Attorney General of Missouri. If you are in Missouri, you should support Will. I've known Will for a long time. He's sharp, he's tough, and the president is very, very happy with him. Joining us now is Will Scharf. Will, welcome to the program. Give us an update. What happened yesterday in Washington, D.C.?
So yesterday we had arguments in front of the D.C. Circuit on this crucial issue of presidential immunity. Our view is that a president has full immunity from criminal prosecution for acts that fall within the outer perimeter of his official responsibilities as president, unless he's first impeached and convicted, as set out in the Constitution. No president in American history before Donald J. Trump, no former president, has ever been criminally indicted for his acts in office. We think that precedent speaks for itself, and we're hopeful that ultimately our theory is going to be vindicated in the courts. But I want to get back to something that you said in your lead-in. The crucial thing to remember here is that all of these cases against President Trump, whether it's the bogus criminal prosecutions being brought by special counsel Jack Smith, whether it's the New York civil case that he's facing, up and down the line, whether it's Georgia, this is all about election interference. This is all about keeping President Trump tied down with legal matters so that he can't campaign as effectively as he would be able to otherwise. Every revelation that has come out in the last few months, the more we learn about the initiation of these prosecutions, of all of these cases, it is abundantly clear that this is all part of a larger plan by the Biden administration to interfere with their principal political rival, Donald Trump, who, by the way, is crushing Joe Biden in polls all over the country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I just, this sideshow, this Jerry Springer thing happening right now in Congress, yesterday was the big news. So there's these oral arguments that are happening. And so the regime narrative is this, Will, and I just want you the best. I know that there's privileged arguments and all this, but do the best you can to help us navigate this. They go to such ridiculous extremes and they say, well, let's say that President Trump has a State of the Union and he takes out a gun and kills somebody. You're trying to say that he can't be indicted. Now, I'm not exaggerating. They made an argument similar to this, right? Or they said that he could deploy SEAL Team 6 against a political opponent. Can you walk through some of these outrageous arguments that they're making, which, of course, have zero application to the facts at hand?
Sure. So yesterday, Judge Pan on the D.C. Circuit, a Biden appointee to the D.C. Circuit, asked my colleague John Sauer, under your theory, could the president order SEAL Team 6 to go kill somebody? And would he still have presidential immunity? And our answer is a president giving an order to the military is a quintessentially presidential act. If you're saying a president doesn't have criminal immunity for that sort of act, if you don't have to go through the impeachment and conviction process set out in the Constitution before prosecuting a president for something like that, well, then any prosecutor in the country could indict Barack Obama for the drone strike that killed two American citizens when he took out Anwar al-Awlaki. Any prosecutor in the country could potentially indict George W. Bush over acts relating to the Iraq War. The argument that they're making is incredibly radical in its scope and breadth. And that's why the Constitution sets up such a careful system of separation of powers, balancing branch of government against branch of government, and ensuring essentially that presidents will have freedom of action to exercise the weighty responsibilities that are entrusted to them by the Constitution. So this was an attempt by a judge to frame a very simple question in the most radical way possible. The answer to the question is yes. A president's orders to the military, a president's orders to the departments and agencies that fall under his control, a president has absolute criminal immunity for those acts unless he's first impeached and convicted. That's the way the Constitution works. That's been totally uncontroversial for the entirety of American history until we had a president named Donald J. Trump, who the left is willing to walk over landmines, to shred the Constitution, to shred the rule of law, to get, because they are so scared of him winning the presidency next fall.
And it's important to remember, impeachment can occur post-presidency. If not mistaken, the Senate took a vote after Trump was out of office in with the second impeachment. I could be wrong, but impeachment can occur even when the president is no longer in office. The point being is that is the constitutionally mandated, the constitutionally prescribed way to hold a president accountable for conduct remedy. Now, let me ask you this. Outside of the constitutional part, there has been an unspoken tradition, though, that I think is actually a good idea, which is we don't indict former presidents, the norm, because it just creates this ugly, messy, eventually I'm going to go after you, you're going to go after me, you can never heal as a country, you can never remedy as a country. Now, this will not be persuasive to any of these judges, obviously, but can you just talk about the damage this is doing to the binds that tie us together? It is the elimination of the norms that allow us to be a country, not a colony constantly at war with one another.
You know, Charlie, I think, you know, I used to be a federal prosecutor, and we were trained that prosecutions are never supposed to be political. They're never even supposed to look political, because the power of prosecution, the power of the state, is so vast and weighty that if you start leveraging it for political purposes, it's the end of the republic. That's why it's so outrageous what they're doing to President Trump. They're not indicting him for anything that he did. They started with the presumption that they wanted to criminally indict him. They wanted to throw him in prison. And then they tried to string together harebrained legal theories to achieve that end. That's the opposite of the way things are supposed to work. As you said, we have a long tradition in this country against exactly the sort of political prosecutions that are going on right now. And for very good reason. Without that tradition, without those procedural safeguards, we're talking banana republic stuff. And that's where I fear this country is going. An endless cycle of political recrimination and prosecution that will leave our government totally unable to protect Americans' rights, to do its duties. What Joe Biden has unleashed here is one of the scariest things constitutionally that's happened in the history of our republic.
And we're reluctantly going to respond, meaning I've been calling for DAs and AGs to fight fire with fire, and reluctantly, because we know where this goes into a direction where we're not actually a country, we're at each other's throats. And you can tell a lot by which political movement is actually wanting to govern the country. You could make a lot of criticisms against the right. We would much rather heal and have a regular election and not go after former presidents in this former fashion. Timeline. Do you think Donald Trump will be in a federal trial before the election?
We certainly hope not. When you look at the appellate process that we're in right now, we believe that if these issues of presidential immunity are considered with the deliberation that they deserve, that could stretch the timeline before a trial. And no trial should happen here, by the way. The case should be dismissed. But we think that could stretch the timeline well beyond Election Day. And I think if the Supreme Court treats this case as it would any other case, we would likely see oral argument on this case maybe next November or December. But again, the point of these prosecutions is exactly what you said, which is forcing President Trump to sit in courtrooms like he did yesterday instead of campaigning in places like Iowa. I mean, it's so clear that that's the motive here, and that's a real problem.
Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. So, Will, if I'm correct, are you involved in the Fulton County case, or are you adjacent to it? Before I proceed, I'm sure you're aware of what's unfolding.
Sure. I'm not entered in that case. I'm not representing President Trump in Georgia. But the team that I work with, my team has worked closely with Steve Sadow and President Trump's attorneys in Georgia, who are doing an outstanding job, by the way. So it's a case we're all tracking pretty closely.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to put you in a difficult spot to answer a question, but just macro, what are your takes on some of these recent developments? The 127-page filing that Big Fannie Willis very well might have a relationship with this personal injury lawyer, Nathan Wade, that he had 16 billable hours to the White House counsel's office with Joe Biden. Just talk about your former federal prosecutor, Will, super smart guy. If these end up being true, if these allegations are true, what would that mean?
Yeah, so President Trump actually said yesterday during his press conference that it now looks like Fannie Willis is in more criminal trouble than any of the defendants in her case down in Georgia. And I think that's absolutely right. What happened here is that Fannie Willis hired a private attorney, Nathan Wade, to be a special prosecutor to bring this election case down in Georgia. They've paid him, I believe, over $700,000 now. It turns out that he's actually her secret boyfriend, that they're having an affair, and that he has lavished her with gifts, with vacations, with all sorts of stuff. So that's issue number one, that this prosecution is just totally corrupt. And there are very serious issues relating to potentially federal honest services fraud or bribery charges that could be brought against Fannie Willis. Issue number two is that Nathan Wade had a meeting with the White House counsel's office in November of 2022. Now, the date of that meeting is very important because the day he was at the White House counsel's office is the same day that Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith to be special counsel. The timing there is uncanny. And it speaks to what we've spoken about before, which is that all of these cases, federal and state alike, I believe, are part of a much bigger campaign of election interference that's being guided by the Biden White House and by Joe Biden himself.
None dare call it a conspiracy, Will. Are you saying that the White House Counsel's Office, which is unique, that's not the Department of Justice, that technically is, they are there to protect the President of the United States and advise on legal matters, are they operating as the hub, the offensive coordinator for multiple indictments in multiple jurisdictions, both on the federal and the state level?
The rabbit hole goes way deeper than that, Charlie. You have a former White House Counsel's Office official named Colangelo, who previously worked with Tish James in New York, who then showed up in the Biden White House Counsel's Office, and who then ended up in Alvin Bragg's office, the DA in New York that's prosecuting President Trump for bogus business records violations. So it does seem that there's an awful lot of stuff happening in the White House Counsel's Office relating to these political prosecutions of President Trump. When we talk about this campaign of lawfare being a campaign of election interference, being a coordinated campaign to interfere with President Trump's First Amendment rights, I think there's a lot there. And I suspect that in the coming weeks and months, we're going to find out even more. It's a steady drip, drip, drip of stories. And the latest revelations about Fannie Willis's corrupt prosecution in Georgia, I think, are front and center in that sort of a dynamic.
Excellent commentary. Super sharp. Are there any legal implications of this collusion? Is it a crime? Grounds of dismissal? Does it show political bias?
I think it certainly shows political bias. I think there's certainly maybe political ramifications or legal ramifications for this. Unfortunately, there are strong doctrines that prevent the use of civil litigation from interfering in ongoing criminal litigation. The reason for that is we typically presume that prosecutions are conducted in an upstanding, above the board sort of way, which is the exact opposite of what we're seeing in these cases. So it's a very difficult situation, but we're obviously looking at all options. President Trump is looking at all options. And I think that as more information comes out about these prosecutions, about where they come from, about how they originated, I think the whole story just looks much, much worse for Joe Biden and much better for President Trump.
Will, you're doing a great job. We're on this like a dog on a bone. You know, every show you have to decide what you're going to focus on. We will see how deep this rabbit hole goes. I am convinced on a gut, an instinct, a soul level that somebody, maybe not Joe Biden himself, somebody in the Eisenhower executive office building is calling shots. And if we can prove it, it makes Watergate look like child's play, and we can get dismissals and we can get a restoration of the 2024 election. Will, excellent job, and support him for Attorney General in Missouri. Hey everyone, Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this program, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. So keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie and free activation using offer code Charlie. All right, look, we're going to get there. I'm telling you, we are going to get there. We're close. I can smell it. When there's smoke, there's fire. We're like a dog with a bone with this story. I'm telling you. Again, I know some people want to see the Jerry Springer show. That's great. Fine. You guys can watch the clips on that. That Will Scharf interview, this is why you got to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. That was a great interview. I learned stuff. He's talking about Alvin Bragg people and the incestuous nature of the staffing that occurs. Really important stuff. If we chip away at this, I'm telling you, if we dedicate 30 days to this, FOIA requests, subpoenas, committee hearings. You get Brian Kemp off his tail, which we're going to talk about in a second. We can restore the 2024 election. All we want is a fair shot, right? That's what we want. We want an election that is not a selection. We want a representative election, not an oligarchy. And right now we're headed for an oligarchy. We're heading for indictments that interfere with election. But if you can get Big Fannie Willis and the Biden White House on defense on this, we have a real shot, everybody. All of a sudden, we have a shot going into November. I cannot emphasize the weight, the gravity, and the significance. And we're not going to lay off of this. We have to. This is the closest we have seen to getting the facts that there's a coordination hub, that there is an offensive coordinator in the press box calling the shots of what we are seeing. So all eyes are on Georgia right now. And joining us now is Josh McCoon, Georgia GOP chair. He's doing a great job. Josh, welcome to the program. Josh, we know that the radical left is responsible for weaponizing our justice system. They're trying to turn Georgia into a blue state. Just kind of riff as the chairman of the Georgia Republican Party on some of these developments we've learned in the last couple of days.
Well, we already knew, Charlie, and thank you for having me on today, about many improprieties in this case. Nathan Wade trying to solicit some of the people he was prosecuting, sending out direct mail pieces saying, I'll be your defense attorney, not getting the oath of office as a special prosecutor when he was supposed to under Georgia law. But obviously, this week's revelations have just been shocking, that he, the allegation being that he's in a romantic relationship with Fannie Willis, that was occurring before she selected him. That she has transferred hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to him to prosecute this case, that he in turn has showered her with gifts, giving both of them a financial incentive to keep these cases going on no matter what. And as you referenced just moments ago, the revelations from his billing records that he's been spending time with the Biden White House, potentially coordinating all of these moves. So obviously we called yesterday for an immediate halt to all these proceedings, for an independent investigation into Willis and to Wade, both potential impropriety, perhaps even criminality here. The people deserve to know what's going on. And we've been saying from the beginning, this was a witch hunt that needed to end. I really think there can be no more debate at this point that it should be over. These cases should be dismissed.
Josh, you're doing a great job running the Georgia GOP. You're going to have to educate me, though. Why is the Georgia House of Representatives and the Senate, why are they sitting on their hands and just allowing Big Fannie to do all this stuff? It's really shocking to me, given, let's just say at the very least, let's take the Biden White House thing out of the picture. We have evidence that Fannie Willis did not follow Fulton County Commissioner law and guidelines to get reimbursements for somebody. She had to get that approved by a board. She herself could not approve it because of a conflict of interest. Obviously, they travel together. They might have a romantic relationship. Where is the Georgia legislature on this?
So last year, Charlie, the legislature passed a law to create a oversight commission for district attorneys. Under Georgia law, there had really been no check on DAs in our state. The Supreme Court threw a wrench into that a few months ago. Legislature, as recently as yesterday, is moving to make changes to that law so that the qualifications commission that has been appointed can move forward on complaints that have been filed against Willis by Georgia Senate Republicans, so that this investigation can take place and that sanctions can issue, including her removal from office.
So do you think that's going to happen? Will there be action? I mean, can we defund Fannie Willis's witch hunt here? Is that possible?
So the General Assembly funds district attorney's offices partially. I would say about 90% of the money funding Fannie Willis's office comes from Fulton County. And if you know anything about the Fulton County Commission, it's a majority Democrat commission. They're holding up one of our appointments to their Board of Elections right now. I think that if the legislature took away the 10% or so that goes to her office, the Fulton County Commission would backfill that. But obviously, the legislature could do that. It would be more of a symbolic gesture than actually bringing this case to a halt. I think what has to happen is Judge McAfee has to bring everybody in. He has to say these proceedings are going to be stayed pending a full independent investigation into all of these different aspects of impropriety that have been revealed this week.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but can't Governor Kemp also fire Fannie Willis if he wanted to?
So the Qualifications Commission, if they recommend it, then at that point there would be an involvement from the governor's office. If she's indicted herself, if she's indicted of a criminal offense, the governor can then suspend her, and then she would be ultimately removed if she was found guilty of a criminal offense. But that is really the extent of his authority with regard to being able to remove her and bring this matter to an end. In my opinion, the best way for this to move forward is for the Qualifications Commission, the legislature, to get them moving immediately by making this legislative fix, hopefully this week or next week, and then for the commission to intervene in the criminal case, ask that that be stayed until their investigation can be completed.
So, Josh, you have a battle on your hands. Can you just walk our national audience through, sometimes just because people that have an R in front of their name, and I know you're chairman of the GOP and you're trying to put all the tribes together, but I'm sure that some of your headaches and frustration are people who call themselves Republicans but don't necessarily don't act like them.
Yeah, we certainly have a problem in our state, and I don't think it's limited to Georgia, in that there are a lot of different folks that have different agendas. My agenda is very simple. It is to elect a Republican president in November, and it is to get our presidential electors and everybody caught up in this bogus criminal witch hunt that Fannie Willis started cleared. Lives have been ruined. People have spent over 2 years of their lives just on hold. And we're not just talking about the three folks that got indicted, the electors that got indicted, but we're talking about an 80-year-old grandmother who spent 2 years wondering when there was going to be a knock at the door and be arrested and taken away from her family. I've seen it affect people's health. It's just a terrible situation that they've been put through for 2 years. And I believe that with these revelations, I think that all Georgia Republicans are coming together with the idea that this case has to end. It has to end immediately. We have to have an investigation. We have to get to the bottom of these allegations. And this certainly should not move forward.
So in closing here, Josh, what is the sentiment and the tone of the Georgia grassroots? The average grassroots warrior in Georgia that is losing their country, what is the vibe? I just imagine that they are probably shaking at the ramparts right now. While their once red state of Georgia, you have Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. You have a ridiculous indictment of not just President Trump, but of America's great mayor, Rudy Giuliani, and Mark Meadows. What is the average Georgia grassroots GOP activist thinking about this?
People are furious, Charlie. I mean, they're incredibly angry. Everything that's happened 2020 going forward, all the issues with the 2020 election, the drop boxes that were installed without the legislature's say-so, the mobile voting units, the end of signature verification with absentee ballots. People are furious about that. And they're obviously furious about the consequences that we are now seeing. As I mentioned earlier, we get two appointees to the Fulton Elections Board. Fulton County is going to play a critical role in our election. Even though it's a Democratic county, we have a tremendous number of Republican votes in Fulton County, and we're being denied one of our two representatives on the Elections Board. We're having to litigate that. So people are very frustrated. They're angry. But the flip side to that is it's getting people energized. They understand how critically vital it is to win in November. Without Georgia, I don't believe we have a Republican president. And I frankly think that it's going to be ruinous for the country if we do not win in November. And so that's why I ran for party chairman. It's why I think so many of us are devoted to this cause, because we know this is our chance. This is our chance to get the country back where it was before the disastrous 2020 situation.
Josh, you're doing a great job. I hope to see you in Vegas, maybe in passing, or, you know,
I'll be there.
Yeah, we're doing some stuff that they're not going to like. I think we can finally make an announcement about that. But you're doing a great job, Josh. And I want everyone to know in Georgia, Josh is working hard. He's doing the hustle work. He's doing the gritty work. Tyler loves working with you. He sings your praises, which is good enough for me. And really, we're 100% behind you. It is mission critical that we win Georgia. There is no path to the White House if you lose Georgia, period. End of story. Josh, God bless you. Keep fighting.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, I want to tell you about Herzog. Herzog Foundation is amazing. I want you guys to check it out right now. We've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues teaching things that directly contradict the values of millions of American families. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source of American K-12 private education with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents. From their online publication, The Lion, to the new podcast, Making the Leap, Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents. To learn more about how your family and faith and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to herzogfoundation.com. That is herzogfoundation.com. Herzogfoundation.com. H-E-R-Z-O-G. Herzogfoundation.com. I'm disgusted with the RNC. It's no mystery here. Ronna McRomney, loser. They're very good at losing. They have record low amounts of money. They're not raising money. And so it'd be easy for us to kind of just sit here in the studio and say, oh, yeah, it's terrible. It's awful. And I said, we don't do that. At Turning Point Action and the Turning Point ethos is we see a problem and we fix it. And by the way, if you just as a side note, because, you know, there's a lot of chattering people that just sit around and they do nothing. They say, oh, really? What has Turning Point USA done with young people over the last decade? Well, with young men especially, new Gallup poll shows that young men very well might be 49 to 51% voting Republican, where they were about 34% Republican 10 years ago. It's Gallup. So look, we have a lot of problems with young ladies as far as getting them to vote the right way. We're working on that. But Turning Point sees a problem and we try to fix it. We do that with all of our programming. Turning Point Academy, TPUSA Faith, our high school program, our college program, Blexit, which is just doing a great job. And Turning Point Action is growing like crazy. As you well know, we are hiring hundreds of ballot chasers. We're going to have more announcements on that all throughout the spring. Full-time ballot chasers in March and in April. You're going to see a picture. I just want you to imagine. We're going to have 200-300, hopefully even more, 400-500 full-time people. We're going to have this unbelievable picture of people. And every single one of their full-time job is going to be chasing ballots. An unprecedented investment in grassroots action. At Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action, we do raise a significant amount of money because we do more than any other organization out there. We work harder. Our staff's amazing. So there's this meeting. By the way, this right here, you're not supposed to do this. It's supposed to be, you know, the Gentleman's Club, the Country Club, the Do Nothing RNC group, the Ronna McRomney. They're supposed to have a paid for vacation where they go and they do some stupid little votes and they pat people on the back. No, 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 no. We're not going to put up with that. So the RNC winter meeting is coming up in Vegas. And Tyler and the whole team here, we said, these meetings are a waste of time. These should be about action. It should be about technology. It should be about ballot chasing. It should be about election integrity. It should be about county chairs, not just the graft, not just let's pretend losing is winning. And we said, why don't we just host our own alternative RNC meeting in the same town a couple days before, bring in state party chairs, bring in the county chairs. By the way, Ronna has never brought in the county chairs. I asked Tyler that question. We have over 70 county chairs coming in representing millions of voters, and we're putting them all up at the Planet Hollywood Resort. This is not open to the public. We are going to be streaming this. You guys can watch it on Rev. It's not open to the public because we do big public events, AmFest. There's the People's Convention coming up in June. That's fine. This is about people that are currently in leadership positions on the county chair level or on the state party chair level. We want to try to create that vibe and to have a competitor to this ridiculous country club thing that the RNC does. So let's put this graphic up. It's called Restoring National Confidence. You get it? RNC, brought to you by Turning Point Action. By the way, you know, Ronna McRomney and the RNC, you know that they spend their time circulating hit pieces about me? They send out on their email negative stories written by the mainstream media about Turning Point. So if you donate to the RNC, you're subsidizing them attacking Turning Point, just so you know. And by the way, I guarantee you they're going to try to attack us. This is going up on Twitter right now and we're doing this. Bring it on. Restoring National Confidence Summit, January 29th and 30th. They're going to try and murder us for this. Las Vegas, Nevada, Planet Hollywood Resort. It's 2 days before the RNC winter meeting. And it's not just going to be about getting rid of Rana. That'll be part of it. But it's going to be about real planning, real training. Here's how to chase ballots. Here's the best ideas we have to secure our elections. Here's how we can try to get rid of machines in certain states. Here's how we can go to paper-only ballots. Here's how they're trying to kick Donald Trump off the ballot here. We're going to actually do planning about the best technology. We're going to be talking about the best messaging. We're going to be pushing hard in the Restoring National Confidence segment. And it is at the hotel next to where the RNC is hosting their meeting. It might be the same hotel. If not, it's the one next to it. It's right there. I think we wanted to get the same hotel, but there were some contract issues. It's right there. Same town, same place. It's 100 yards away. And it's January 29th and 30th. And we're doing this for a reason. Because I have zero faith in the pack of losers running the RNC. They don't care. I went to their meeting a year ago to try to get Harmeet chair. They don't love the country the way you do. They don't work as hard as you do. So it's time for us at Turning Point Action to step up. We're hosting our own meeting. It's never been done before. Coming up in a couple weeks, you'll be able to watch it all online because we need to win coming into this November. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.